Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajustafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is philosophy of justice. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. We welcome every one of us, the listener, to this broadcast one more time again. Like the presenter was just said, the topic for today is just like what she said, philosophy of justice. Philosophy of justice. As we all know, everything in human being, everyone's always seek justice, fairness in every aspect of life. But I want to start this broadcast today with just an oracle. It's a legend that said it. It was said that Moses once sat near a well in meditation. This is a fiction. A waverer, that is somebody just walking around, stopped to drink from the well. And when he did so, his purse full of gold from his girdle fell into the sand, unaware. The man departed without notice what happened. Shortly afterwards, another man passed near the wall, saw the purse, and picked it up and went away. Later, a third man stopped just to refresh himself and to assuage his thirst. After finished, went to sleep in the shadow of the wall. Meanwhile, the first man had discovered that his purse was missing, and assuming that he must have lost it at well, returned to the well, he awoke the sleeper, the third man, who, of course, knowing nothing about what happened, and demanded his money back. An argument followed, and very irate, the first man slew the third man, the latter. Then the observer Moses, whereupon, said to God, "You see, therefore men do not believe you. There is too much evil and injustice in the world. Why should the first man have lost his purse and then became murderer? Why should second have gotten a purse full of gold without having working for it? The third one, innocent. Why was he slain?" I just want to pause a while. In this modern day of justice, the third man, knowing nothing, but he was found in the same, and he was slain. The word justice is very ambiguous. Justice is a concept of moral rightness based on ethics, rationality law, natural law, religion, or equity, along with the punishment of the breach of said ethics. I will repeat. Justice is a concept of moral rightness based on ethics, rationality law, natural law, religion, or equity, along with the punishment of the breach of said ethics. You know, we talk about rationality law and natural law. There is natural law, like when we talk of gravity. Gravity is a natural law. If somebody just wants to keep jumping in the broken bones, I mean in the rock, and you think you can jump out to violate law of gravity, he can lose his footing and broke his leg. Having said that, I can define justice to be the quality of being just, fairness, or the upholding of what is just, especially fair treatment and due reward in accordance with honor, standard, or law. Now, when we say justice is a concept of moral rightness, we have to define what is moral. By dictionary, moral is just principle of behavior in accordance with standards of right and wrong, or conforming to standards of behavior and character based on those principles. For example, moral senses, moral scrutiny, moral lesson, moral convictions, or moral life. There is different kind of moral. Don't forget what we just discussing in this broadcast, justice, because I want to brief after giving us a very scenario, even in the fictional story, and I would even revert to what is happening in our daily legal system and then link it into the scripture so that to make us aware that the true judge of the whole universe is Almighty God. I repeat, justice as a concept of moral rightness based on ethics, rationality law, natural law, religion, or equity, along with the punishment of the breach of said ethics. And we define moral as a principle of behavior in accordance with standard of right and wrong, or conforming to standard of behavior and character based on those principles. Which principle? Principles of behavior. And the set goal of standard of right and wrong within a society. And we have different kind of morality. Like I said, moral senses, moral scrutiny, and so forth and so on. Now, as the topic just said, that philosophy of justice, then what is philosophy? Because we just want to quickly check it out and see. And don't forget that the legend story that I talked about, what Moses saw, what happened in that world. Philosophy can be defined as the critical study of basic principles and concepts of a discipline. For instance, like what we are saying now, the philosophy of law. Then, when we mention philosophy of law, what is law? Don't forget, we have different kind of law too. Natural law, we have it. Rationality law, we have religion, we have equity, we have culture, law can be defined as a rule of conduct, a procedure established by custom, agreement, or authority. It could be the condition of social order and justice created by our adherence to such a system. You know, this is a simple thing because we just want to shed light on what we are doing. This is not a courtroom, or we are not just trying to say this is good or this is bad, but we just want us to be aware what, how we can live a happy life in a system or of justice, because the mind is so very sophisticated. Like I just defined, I said philosophy is a critical study of basic principle and concept of a discipline. That brings us to the philosophy of law. Now we can say the academic discipline concerned with making explicit the nature and significance of ordinary and scientific beliefs and investigating the intelligibility of concepts by means of rational argument concerning the presuppositions, implications, and interrelationship. In particular, the rational investigation of the nature and the structure of reality. You know, some people say seeing is believing. But not everything that we see, we just have to believe. Most of people believe in that, that is a good, it's a justice, he gets what he desires. But nobody can ever see justice as an object. But we believe it. So in this definition, the philosophy, it is a philosophical idea developed from or modeled from the arguments, that is rational arguments, concerning their presupposition, implication, because before you can believe that this is judgment, or this is good, or this is not good, there is, we have to go by evidence, the rule of law, and everything. We don't want to go into that. And like I just said to us, justice do not necessarily go by empirical alone. What is empirical? That is relying on or derived from observation or experiment. For instance, we can say empirical results that supported the hypothesis. Now, having given us this some idea of the philosophy of justice, and having defined what is justice, I just want to give us some different kind of justice that we have. Here, I'm just trying to give us the common four variations of justice, and which I name as, we call it utilitarianism justice, and two, retributive justice, three, restorative justice, four, distributive justice. What is you know, I try to make it not to be talking about using legal terminology, but just to keep it simple for the benefit of the listener. The concept of this broadcast is to let us be conscious as believer in the creator of the universe that you cannot always get justice from man. because in man there is nothing good. But that does not mean that we should not be aware, conscious of right and wrong. But our ultimate justice is in God. What is utilitarianism, sister, types of justice? This can be defined as a form of consequentialism, where punishment is forward-looking, justified by the ability to achieve future social benefits, resulting in crime reduction. The moral worth of an action is determined by its outcome. You know, utilitarianism type of justice is like to serve as a deterrent to the other. Because if you run the red light, you pay a fine, $75. Why red light has to be installed in a location? Probably is to for the safety of that neighborhood. You know, that is just an opinion. That is one type of justice. The second one is called retributive justice. This one can be defined as regulate proportionate response to crime, proven by law of evidence, so that punishment is justly imposed and considered as moral correct and fully deserved. It could be the law of retaliation. You know, every kind of justice has to go by law. If I run the red light, there should be an object of evidence that will remind me. And that is the problem with humanity, because when the evidence does not necessarily collaborate with the crime that happened, but we are not in courtroom. Then we have the third one we call restorative justice. And so this is concerned not so much with retribution and punishment as with making the victim whole and by reintegrating the offender into society. Sometimes they will say, okay, you are having some behavior that is not acceptable within the society. Instead of sending him to jail, probably they will send him to community service or to one kind of therapies. And within that therapies, maybe they will land him, maybe they believe that this crime being perpetrated because of idleness. This kind of justice is focused in restorative, that is, to restore the potential of the individual convicted to the benefit of that society. Because of the time, I go to the fourth one, which is distributive justice, which is directed at the proper allocations of things. A man can write when he's about to die that, okay, this is how I want my property to be distributed. That is one kind of justice. Now, I haven't learned all these things now. Is there any justice that we can just find within the legal system of man? That is a big question. Does that necessarily mean in the system of justice of man, it is the bad people always get punished. Why the right people, the innocent, always get free? Like I said, that is very ambiguous. Sometimes we might be thinking that it is modern day system of legal system that has just so depraved, that so corrupt or bankruptcy, that make this system so awkward and weird. But I find out that from the fall of man, the heart of man is so corrupt. There was a man in the Bible, King Solomon, before I establish what I want to do, about the only way we can get justice and having peace of mind is from God. His name was King Solomon. This man was a king. He was a son of David, endowed with wisdom by God. But in his own observation, he really, really observed and investigated the system of justice in the society. I paraphrase what he said. He said, "I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chances happen to them all." Then he said, "Well, as this song says, that's his life. It is impossible to explain or justify the unfair things that happen in life." We find out that in the system of legal system of our day, bad things happen to good people, and bad people seem to get a pass. They get away with it. Deserving people get overlooked, and undeserving people get rewarded. This is the kind of inconsistencies that caused this King Solomon to declare that all of life is vanity. That is, in today's vernacular, it will sound more like it is fruitless to try to figure this out. Why bad things happen to good people? Why the good people get punished and the bad people, they get away? I summarize this as that life is filled with unpredictable variables. You know, in mathematics, they will say constant and the variables. But when we want to talk of the legal system, just like about 3 years ago in the Supreme Court of the United States, in a case being decided in the Supreme Court and the ruling that lying is not illegal, unquote. But does that mean you can lie? No. But by context, lie is legal if you can prove it. You will find out that life is filled with unpredictable and variables. And it's based on your perception. And the only way out to get peace is to trust in God. There was an oracle of one prosecutor in First Church This happened last year. That man was sentenced to 22 years for molesting two girls. In the trial, you know, the victim, this thing happened in 2011. The victim, Mr. Gardner, denied all the allegations before his sentences. But you know what? He said, I'm falsely accused, I'm wrongfully convicted. But the prosecutor said, all his testimony is not true. And thereby, you know, there's a lot of argument, but I want to tell you what he said after his conviction. He said something that is very, very exciting. No, this man has no record of anything. Then he said this, and I quote, he said, I disdain law after his experience. To summarize this thing, our only justice is from God. There was a man in the book of Genesis 39, I will just paraphrase it too. His name was Joseph. He was sold into slavery by his brother. And he was bought by an officer in Egypt. But there was something that happened to him. When this man was doing his service, something happened. The Bible says you can read it on your own, Genesis chapter 39. When you read from verse 10 to 22, you will get all the picture. But what happened is that there was a scuffle between Joseph and his master's wife, because Joseph did not want to succumb to what his master's wife wanted him to do, because it violated his belief and violated his moral. But something happened in verse 16. Then he said, so she kept his garment with her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him, verse 17, with words like this, saying, that I'm reading from Genesis 39, 16, 17. The Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came in to me to mock me. So it happened as I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled outside. Within this context of a scenario, by moral and when we go by legal system, the case has proved itself beyond a doubt. But the problem is that, is it what happening or with the case, with the evidence, is the reality? And unfortunately, God intervened and he helped Joseph not to be killed. And the same thing I want to tell us as a listener now, today, no matter what we're going through, let us put our trust in God, for he's the only one that can help us and deliver us from the brutality and inconsistency of the justice of human mind. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. In 2 weeks, it will be Easter Sunday. There will be no broadcast on that day. We will resume broadcasting on April 14, 2013, on which the topic will be It Is Finished at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.